Today we're doing Siv Chav Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch says, Lo Yispalel Betzad Rabo, Velo Acharei Rabo, Velo Lefanav. One is not allowed to daven next to, behind, or in front of his Rebbe. Yish Omrim Dechol Zelo Meirei Ela Lehispalel BiYachid. Some say this only applies when you're davening BiYachidos. Avol Betzibur Im Kachu Seder Yeshivaso In Lachoshim Mispalel Lefanav O Acharav. However, if you're in Shul, and each of you and your Rebbe are sitting in your Makom Kavua, and it happens to be in front of, behind, or next to your Rebbe, then that's okay. Even though it's good to be machmir, but the minug is to be makel about this, particularly when each of you have a makum kavua. However, if you distance yourself 4 amos from your rebbe, then it is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah and Sivkatan Ayin Gimel says b'tzad rabo ki hu yuara shemarashu shavala rabo. Davening next to your rebbe is the sign of arrogance that you think that you're on par with your rebbe. The rabo hainu sherov chachmasu heimenu o gadol hador kasav achayadam. According to the chayad. I'm sorry. Oh, Gedol Hador. The definition of your Rebbe for these purposes is either someone from whom you've learned the majority of your wisdom, or your Rebbe Mufak, or the Gedol Hador. Kasav Achai Adam Nirali Dehu Hadin Aviv. The Chai Adam writes that these same standards would apply when it comes to davening by your father. Velo Achorei Rabu Demechse Nami Ki Yuhara. So also davening behind your Rebbe is also a sign of arrogance. VeYesh Omrim Shenira Kimishtacha Velo Rabu Besilah. So this is quoted from Tosos and Brachos that it looks like you are bowing to your Rebbe during davening. And others say that the issue is that you're going to cause pain to your Rebbe because you're not allowing him to take his 3 steps back if you are still davening your own Shmona Esrei. Certainly, standing in front of your Rebbe is certainly a form of a bizayon. In lachush shakol yodin shemakom zem yuchal rav v'zal talmid v'leis ba mishum yuara okemishtacha v'lo. If you're in a shul and each of you have a makom kavua, and there's no concern of arrogance or of appearing as if you're bowing to your Rebbe. Shatov lahachmir haynu lachosh latam hashlishi hanal mipenei shenira kimitzar l'rabo d'lefizei yesh lahachmir gam mitzibur li'acharav. If you're concerned for the third approach in the Mishnah Berurah, for the idea that you're going to be mitzar your Rebbe, so then even in a shul it will be a problem to daven behind him as well. Haminag lahakil ayin bever halacha d'mikol makom tov lechachila kishe koveil lo makom me'achorei rabo sheyarchik kishirar ba'amos v'shalosh psiyo. It's appropriate that when you're deciding where your makom kavu in a shul should be, that you should distance yourself at least 4 amos or 3 steps from your rebbe. Arba amos mutter de rishus acheresi. Once you're more than 4 amos away from the rebbe, then it's okay, for that is an independent rishus. Va'ayin befrim agadim shekasav b'shem aprichadash de lefun of sagi ba'arba amos mitzum samos. When you're davening in front of your rebbe, as long as you're exactly 4 amos away, that's enough to allow you to daven there. Aval yachurei rabo b'inan arba amos v'shalosh psios. But when you're behind your Rebbe, you have to back up an additional 3 steps beyond the original 4 amos. Kadesha yeyucha rabo l'soa shalosh psios li'acharav v'lo yitztarich l'hamten alav v'soch arba amos avalo asur l'soa kedil l'kaman v'simen kuf beis. You got to back up another 3 steps to give your Rebbe room to take his 3 steps back after Shmona Esrei in case you're still davening. Od kasav de'v'soch alemra mutter afilu b'samach de'rishusa acharis. If you're davening by the bima, then it's mutter anyway to daven even right next to your rebbe, for that is considered to be an independent rishus. In Yoredea, the Shulchan Aruch writes that distancing yourself 4 amos is effective even if your rebbe is behind you. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Sifchat Hei tomorrow.